This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we've been looking at the intersection of video games and mental health. Today, we'll continue our mind game series, starting with some sounds from a certain type of therapy. No, it's not technically sounds from a video game. It sounds from virtual reality for soldiers and others who are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder after being in a war zone. A person will put on a pair of virtual reality goggles, like the three-dimensional headset called the Oculus Rift, and go through a kind of therapy called prolonged exposure that started long before video games. Dr. Skip Rizzo has been working on this at the University of Southern California's Institute for Creative Technologies.
So what we do with virtual reality is, instead of relying exclusively on the hidden world of imagination, we put people in virtual reality simulations of combat environments, and the clinician is actually the game master, if you will. They control all the settings. Person had was driving in a Humvee and got hit by an IED. Well, they might start having that person drive down a roadway 5 or 10 times without the IED going off. But then clinician will say, okay, now we're going to introduce the Humvee. I want you to keep narrating what was happening right before. And then they hit a button, boom, the IED goes off, and the user goes through the thing that they've been avoiding.
You're describing, in a basic sense, a lot of video games that I'm aware of and that many of us are aware of, things like Call of Duty.
The original version of the virtual Iraq Afghanistan exposure therapy system was derived from the game Full Spectrum Warrior. We had access to the art content and were able to extract a street out of the game, and we're leveraging game technology. But in the end, it's no longer a game, because in a game you have unlimited lives, your mission is to, you know, kill things. And in this environment, it's about exposure to the things that you've been haunted by.
And it's in a controlled setting, and maybe that's the difference.
This is a tool to extend the skills of a well-trained clinician that understands how to deliver prolonged exposure. And over time, people start to go through scenarios that they never thought they could get through, and they start to feel a sense of empowerment. And, you know, you see the reduction in PTSD symptoms at the end of treatment, but then once somebody's gotten over the hurdle there, all of a sudden, you know, you check on them 3 months, 6 months later, you see a continued drop in the symptoms because they're basically continuing to heal.
Now, I understand you're looking at this very closely. You're looking at it in a controlled environment. There is a history of this kind of treatment even before video games. Are there dangers in what you're doing?
We're always very careful when we introduce a new therapy to make sure that we're not doing harm. And technology doesn't fix anybody. It's just a tool. But if we use this tool properly, I think we can make a significant difference in helping folks get through to the other side.
Dr. Skip Rizzo is the Associate Director at the Institute for Creative Technologies at the University of Southern California. Dr. Rizzo, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.